Hi, it's Joanna Lindenbaum again, and this is the fifth training call for the Your Sacred Business program, and today we dive deep into what I like to call the invitation. And we're going to be looking at today how to begin to take your soul-centered offerings and use the soul-centered marketing formula and begin to actually make those offers, begin to engage your folks and your community and the people that are meant to work with you and invite them into your work. So before we dive into the material, let's take a moment to get settled and to get grounded and to come fully into our time together. So wherever you are, I invite you to make time and space for yourself right here, right now. It's so easy these days to multitask. But the truth is that brain science, neuroscience, has actually proven that the 20th century and 21st century desire to multitask, invention of multitasking, actually our brains don't do well with it. It's not, we don't get as much done when we're multitasking. So take a moment to focus right now. And to take pleasure in the simplicity of focusing as you bring your awareness to your body and as you bring your awareness to yourself. And take a few moments to focus on your breath. Inhaling and exhaling. Seeing if with each inhale you can grow a little taller. Not that you're straining yourself, but that it just allows you to elongate and grow a little taller. And see that with each exhale, you ground downward more deeply. It allows you to connect more deeply with the ground, with the earth. So inhaling and growing up, and then exhaling and just letting the lower part of your body feel more supported, more grounded, more connected. Inhaling and growing up. Exhaling and grounding down. I'm just noticing what this experience feels like in your body. And as you inhale and exhale in this way, I invite you to check in with yourself and where you're at around your business or your business idea or your new offering or your new rate or a more clear definition around your ideal client, whatever it is. I want you to just take this time right now to connect in with the growth and the change and the forward movement that has already begun, that has already happened. And as you connect in with that growth and that forward movement and that learning, I want you to also connect into where you're feeling a little stuck, because stuck is part of the process as well. And just note for yourself, it's so valuable to just note for yourself where you're stuck. Because as you shine a light onto where you feel stuck or you feel like there's not the movement you want, as you bring focus and awareness to it, then you can bring it out of your blind spot and move it forward into the next place. So with being gentle to yourself, with kindness, without judgment, just notice where are you feeling a little stuck. And the other place that I want you to just check in for yourself is, where have you not been fully present to this process that we are all moving through together? Again, without judgment, but just so that you can be aware for yourself and take a corrective lens there. Because in business, in entrepreneurship, in leadership, there are going to be moments where we're more engaged and less engaged, and that's par for the course. But if we don't bring awareness there, then it's easier to get more and more and more off track. Beautiful. So with that, I invite you to take a nice deep breath in. And exhale everything out with a sigh. And then allow your eyes to flutter open. Great. So first, just housekeeping piece that I want to mention before we move into the material is, if you're hearing a little bit of a raspiness on the line or a little bit of a not total clear, it's probably my fault. In fact, I'm sure it's my fault, and I apologize. I've been having an issue today with my phone, and the phone company is on it, so my hope is that for our next connection, the line will be fully clear. And my hope is that even throughout the course of this call, that the raspiness will clear up just a little bit. So if it comes in, just sort of let it come into your consciousness and then back out, right? Don't let it get to you too much, and I apologize for that. Not sure what's going on with my phone. Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, the topic of today's training is how to take your new offerings, your new products, your services, the way you've packaged them, the way you're looking at them, the way that you're approaching them, how to take this now and bring it forward to your community, to your prospects, to your clients, to people even out there beyond your community, right? And we're going to start with the very first steps of that today. And we're going to really be looking at the inner and the outer pieces of being able to make a highly effective as well as a highly successful invitation in to your offering. It's so important that we look at this piece because there are so many people who either don't make the invitation at all. They actually just stop with, you know, the offerings, and then they just get to all this busy work. They got to, like, figure out the marketing or the this or the that, you know, whatever it is. But even the marketing, it's not, they really know they're not really being direct and inviting people in, and there's, like, a lot of avoiding that happens. And then there are less clients or customers, and then there's less income and less flow. So it's really important that we look at this because so many people either just don't make the invitation into their offering or they don't do it well. They don't do it effectively. They don't do it skillfully. And they don't do it in a way that feels aligned for them. So that's why we're going to be looking at this today. Because if you don't invite people to participate in your offerings, or if you don't do it well, or if you don't do it in an aligned way, then those people either won't know about your work or your offerings or your new offerings, or they're not, their ears aren't going to perk up to take the next steps with you. So together today, we're going to step fully into how to make the invitation and how to do it in a soul-centered way that is unique to you and to your soul-centered vision and to your mission and to your ideal client. So where I want to start with this is for us to take a look at why some entrepreneurs don't ever get to the place where they clearly and directly invite people into their offering. And by and large, from what I've seen, what it comes down to is either fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of visibility, fear of, you know, insert anything there, right? And in a few weeks, you're going to be really looking at fear much more deeply. But what I want to talk about today around this is when you look even beyond the fear, or maybe sitting right next to the fear, when entrepreneurs don't invite people into their offerings, what you will often see, and I want you to check this out for yourself, you know, as we, even just as you're thinking today of inviting people into your new offerings, the thing that's there even more deeply or sitting next to the fear is a lack of embracing your value. A lack of embracing the value that you have to offer through your offerings, through your services, through your product. So we've already actually seen some of this come up already in our time together, right? And we've seen this not feeling valuable or valuable enough come up in the form of fear of raising your rates, for example. Or we've also seen it come up already in the form of creating offerings that are really aligned for you. When you don't feel and sense in to the value of your work, of your product, of your service, of your offering, when you can't embrace it, when you can't see why it is of so much service in the world, then, of course, it's hard to put yourself out there and make a direct invitation to others to participate in it with you. And from what I've seen, and by the way, myself included in this, because the journey of value is one that I have journeyed through myself at different and various stages in my business. But from what I've seen, the valuing of yourself and the valuing of your offerings and the valuing of your time is a real biggie for soul-centered entrepreneurs. And it's so important to address this and to continue to address it and to step more and more into your value, or else you will sabotage yourself and your business and the offering of your offerings. This is a topic that's so important that actually in the upcoming retreat that I'm leading this Monday and Tuesday for my soul-centered leaders, they're the top-tier mastermind that I facilitate. We're going to be going really deep in person into embracing value. So even entrepreneurs at that level need it. And the idea of embracing your value more and more and the importance of it is one of the reasons why we put so much focus and attention in this program on to what we did in week one and week two, defining your sacred purpose and then defining your brilliance-based system. Because sacred purpose, particularly when it comes to mission and identifying your brilliance and then creating your brilliance-based system, are two tangible ways for you to really be able to connect into your value and how much value you give through your work and through your offerings. So I want for you right now to just take a moment, and based on all of the work that you've done so far in this program, I want you to jot down the answer to the following question. Jot down your answer to the following question. Why are your offerings valuable? You can just be real quick. But I want you to just write down for yourself, why are your offerings valuable? Forget about marketing copy. Like, forget about everything that we spoke about last week. Forget about grammar, whatever it is. But from your heart, why do you know that your offerings are valuable? The next question I want you to answer is, how do you want to feel about your offerings? So first I want you to notice how you feel right now. And then I want you to answer the question, how do you want to feel about your offerings? And what do you want to believe about your offerings? And my invitation to you is for you on a daily basis for the next week to really plug in to back into that question of why your offering is so valuable. And you can plug back in to your sacred purpose, to your brilliance-based system, to looking at your offerings, just really connecting in with all of those pieces as a way and as a means of cultivating, not value, because I know for sure for each one of you the value is there in your offerings, but of cultivating your belief in the value of what you have to offer. This is going to be really important as we move forward in this program to look at different marketing strategies. And in particular, as we look today at those first steps in around these direct invitations. Okay, great. So from this foundational place of tapping into the value of your offering, I want you all to take a moment and close your eyes. Close your eyes. And I want you to see that you are holding, maybe in your hand or in your heart or in your belly, but I want you to see that you're holding this immense value. Really feel it. Feel what it is to walk around with it, with your ability to help women feel beautiful, or with your intuition, or with your healing hands, or with your ability to help women get more healthy or more balanced, or whatever it is for you, with your ability to inspire creativity or teach technique. And I want you to just take a few moments right now and make this real for yourself, okay? Don't just sort of like skip through this, but I want you to really breathe in and feel yourself holding that value, carrying that value, having it as an offering. And now what I want you to do is I want you to see your ideal client in front of you, standing right in front of you as you're holding this incredible value and brilliance in your hands or in your heart, in your belly, and really just see that ideal client, connect in with that ideal client. Maybe connect through the eyes or connect through holding hands, whatever it is. And what I want you to do next is I want you to see yourself offering that value and that brilliance to your ideal client, right? So with your total and utter belief in the value, I just want you to see what it feels like energetically to offer it out. How do you move? How do you feel with this beautiful, beautiful thing that literally you're handing over for your ideal client to see, to take a look at, to try on, to connect with? And as you do this, notice how you feel in your body. There's no wrong here. Just notice what it feels like. And then I want you to look at your ideal client, and I want you to notice how your ideal client responds as he or she looks at this light-filled, value-filled, brilliant-filled offering that you're just putting out for her or him. And what I want you to do next is I want you to put yourself in the body of your ideal client and look through your ideal client's eyes at this beautiful offering, this valuable offering, and just notice how you as the ideal client feel to be offered this gift, this opportunity, this possibility. Just look through your eyes. And through the eyes of the ideal client, don't just look at the offering, but now look at yourself. And notice what you see through your ideal client's eyes as you look at you. And notice how you feel as you look. And then finally, move back into your own body. Look through your own eyes one more time. And just see your ideal client seeing you. in all of your brilliance and in all of your value, really see your ideal client seeing you and take that in. Great. So you can open your eyes, and I want you to just jot down anything from that visualization, from that experience that you want to remember or that's important for you. And then from that inner piece, from that energetic foundation, now let's move into the concrete, into the outer, as we look at how to actually create an invitation that is soul-centered and effective and unique to you. So in order to do this, I want to go back to remind you of my definition of marketing, which is all that marketing is creating deep connection and relationships with those that you're meant to serve. So this is really important because as we look at creating these invitations, these aren't, you know, formal, like you know, a robot is talking, or you're in your this high professional self that's so far removed from your ideal client. That's not what's going to serve, right? What's going to serve here is you really remembering and sinking in to what this just really is creating relationship and connection. And then the other piece, which I hope you are able to take in on a deeper level through the visualization, is that marketing isn't about selling so much as about serving and serving value and serving something that is just so going to be of so much value, not to everyone in the world, but to your ideal client, to the person who's meant to work with you or buy from you. So we want to really start from there. Now, the process that I'm going to lead you through today, what I want you to just take a note of is that this is offline. So we're looking at like real nitty-gritty basics and foundations of marketing right now. And for right now, later in the program, we're going to look at online, but this is offline. And I know that right now online is all the rage, you know, online marketing and this and that. And like I said, we're going to look at it in this program because online is a beautiful thing. Online, you know, online marketing avenues can help you reach so many more people and so many new people. But where you want to start when you have new offerings, particularly if, you know, you have a community that's, you know, less than, let's say, 10,000 people, right? So anywhere from 0 to 10,000. You want to start offline. You want to start with real-life, individual connections and relationships, most of which are probably already established. So not people, nameless, faceless people out in cyberspace, but you actually want to start with your community offline. And so the first thing that you want to do when you've got new offerings and you want people to buy them or step into them is you want to start by engaging and inviting what I like to call your first tier people in. So what does that mean? Who are your first tier people? What does inviting your first tier people in mean? Well, your first tier people, or prospects we should say, are people that you know personally, who you feel would make a great fit with your offering. So these people might be current clients. They might be past clients. They might be old prospects who maybe were circling around you in your work but never quite stepped in. They might be people that you know in certain communities that you run with that would just be a great fit, that your offerings would just be perfectly aligned for. They might be like friends of friends who, you know, if your business is new or you're just getting off the ground, you mention to them what you do or what you want to do, and they got so excited about what you're doing and the idea of it, right? These are, this first tier are the people that have the highest resonance. Like, they're the easiest ones that will, if you make an invitation to them, that, you know, are likely to come in to your new offering. So the way I like to think of, because I'm going to be talking about a couple different tiers today of people, and the way that I like to think about these tiers is if you've ever gone apple picking. So for those of you that have gone apple picking, you know that there are like, there's some apples that all you have to do is like walk up to the tree, basically lift your hand, the apple is like hanging low, and you just pick the apple off the tree and there you go, you've got your apple. And then there are other apples on the tree where you gotta like go up to the tree and maybe get on your tippy toes or maybe sort of like climb up to the first branch, the first bow, and it takes a little more effort, but then you still like you stretch a little bit and then you get the apple, right? And then the third tier is when you got to use those big long apple picking devices and you go up to the tree and this stick, you know, it's like a stick with a basket and you sort of like shake it to the top of the tree and then maybe finally the apple comes off, right? So your first tier folks, the people that are closest to you, these current clients and past clients and prospects and people that you circle around with who would make a really good match, who you know personally would make a really good match for your new offerings, that's like those apples that you just walk up to the tree and plunk, you've got them really easily. So we want to focus there first. So how do we invite these first tier people in to your new offering? Well, we send them letters. And I personally like to do it via email. But if you're more of like an actual letter in the mail writer, you can certainly do it that way as well. And what I'll share with you is that the process that I'm laying out for you, this is one not only that I recommend for if you're beginning your business, but I actually go through this process and more every time I have a new offering, every time I have a new program. Before I even let my bigger community know about a program, before I ever do joint venture partnerships, before I go to social media, before I even get it up on the website, I'm usually connecting in one-on-one with women that I already know that I think would be just a perfect match for the program. Because I want to fill the program with people that are going to be a perfect match. And these are the people that I know would be, right? So they're the first people that I'm making an invitation to, first tier, right? So you can do this no matter where you're at in your business. You want to just apply a law of adaptation. So you want to do this through an email or a letter. And what's important here, if we go back to that definition of marketing, that marketing is about creating relationships and connections. So what I find is that the best way, whenever possible, to deepen a relationship, right? Because first tier is people you already have a relationship with. The best way to do it is to be personalized, personal, and send out individual letters, right? So this is different than if you have a newsletter community or whatever it is, and you're sending it out to the masses. But this first here, you're really going to maybe put some time into sending each of these folks an individual letter. And you're going to make it personal. Now, what's this letter about to these first-tier folks? Well, it's basically a letter couched with excitement and celebration that lets people know about your new offering, lets them know how excited you are about it. In this letter, you are going to let them know exactly who this new offering is for, right? You can do that by activating GAP and activating vision, like we spoke about last week. And then you're going to tell people exactly how this new offering will help. And then you want to say to them, you want to let them know that they came to mind as you were looking to fill the spots in this new offering, or you have this many of them to, you know, that are available or whatever it is. You want to let this individual person that you're writing to, let them know that they specifically came to mind because, and then you're going to tell them why, right? Maybe this person had expressed to you in the past that she feels stuck around her health, or she was having back pain, or she really wanted to learn how to paint but didn't know where to start, or, you know, whatever it is, right? So, again, personal. You want to personalize it. Let them know why you're reaching out to them, and you want to let them know that you're reaching out to them first before you let your larger community know. You want to let them know that they're special. And then from there, you want to invite them, depending on your business and your offering. So this is where you want to use law of adaptation. But I think for probably many of the women in this program, you know, what you want to do from there is you want to invite people, this person then, into a conversation with you, right? So that's your CTA. If we go back to your call to action, if we go back to our call from last week when we were looking at soul-centered marketing formula, you want to clearly invite them to the next step with you. For many of you, it's going to be into an enrollment conversation. You wouldn't call it an enrollment conversation, but you tell them a conversation so that together we can get really clear on what it is that you want for yourself, what it is that's been standing in your way of wanting for yourself, what you want for yourself, and how I can help, and how my new offering can help, right? And even in that statement, you can see I'm talking about vision, I'm talking about GAP, talking about bridge. Now, if you've never done an enrollment conversation before, or if you feel like you just kind of suck at enrollment conversations, not to worry. The next 2 weeks, our training calls are going to focus in on how to have really effective enrollment conversations. So again, you want to send your first tier individuals in your community, in your life, that you've identified as just high, high matches for your new offerings. You want to send them individual letters that are personal and personalized, that are celebratory and couched with excitement, that use the marketing formula that we spoke about last week to tell people, you know, this is who these new offerings are for. This is who I help. This is how I help. And then you want to clearly invite them to the next step with you. Again, for most of you, it'll probably be in a conversation, but for some of you, it might just be like, you know, sign up here. And, of course, you know, at the beginning of the letter, since you are sending out individual letters, you can just have something personal there too, right? If you know the person's daughter just had a birthday, you can mention that, or how is your trip to Italy, or, you know, whatever it is. As much as you can make it personal and let the person know that it's personal, the more likely you're going to get a response. Because again, if marketing is really about creating relationships and connections, when somebody knows that they're being reached out to individually and personally, they're just much more likely to respond than to a group email where they could respond or not respond, but maybe just get lost in the shuffle. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be like breaking your teeth to write 100 different letters. You can have a template for your first tier invitation letter, and then just for each person, just tweak it just a little bit for who they are. So I highly, highly recommend, and this is going to be part of your homework for this week, and I'll provide an example or two on Ning of this kind of letter. But your whole first piece of homework for this week is to create a template about your new offerings or one of your new offerings, whatever it is, and then to identify who's in your first tier of folks that you can send individual emails out or letters out to. And then from there, as you're ready to begin to send out those letters. And the challenge that I'm going to give everyone is to see if you can have at least 25 people on this first tier list. I'm fairly certain that all of you probably have 25 people that you could connect in with to see if they want to have a conversation. Now, you may not want to like send, let's say you've got 100 people on your list or even just 25. It might be too overwhelming to send all those 25 out at once. That's totally fine. You don't have to. Maybe you decide that every Monday, because you've got time on your calendar, time on Mondays to work on your business, maybe you decide that every Monday you want to send out 5 new first-tier letters. So that's great. Or maybe you have time for 10 a week. That's great, too. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that you're doing it and that you're being persistent, consistent about it, right? That you continue to do it. Now, persistent and consistent is very, very important when it comes to marketing. You can't just do something once, most of the time, and have it work. And any entrepreneur that expects to just send something out once and then get a ton of response to it, you're basically setting yourself up for failure and for feeling bad about yourself. So what I have learned about business, as well as so many other areas of life, is that it's in the consistency, it's in the persistence, and it's in the follow-up, which I like to call the F word of business, because so many people that I meet, so many entrepreneurs are scared of following up, right? It's like they can maybe get over the hump of sending out the original letter, but then if I don't hear back from someone, you want me to follow up with them? Clearly, they're just not interested in my offering, or clearly I've offended them, or I've wasted their time, or whatever it is. How could I possibly follow up? But when you feel that way about following up, what's actually happening is that you're making up a story about why the person hasn't responded. You're not basing it on truth. And sometimes what it takes is just an easy reminder, you know, 3 days after you send your initial email out of, hey, I hadn't heard back from you on this really important email that I sent. I just wanted to check in with you about it and see if you'd like to set up a time to speak. Here's the email that I sent attached, right? Just real easy breezy. The follow-up, I can tell you guys, is really effective. It's not going to, it doesn't mean that like everybody you send something to is going to respond to you with a follow-up, but you'll see a lot more people will. And I track that statistics-wise. I have for years, and I promise you down to my tippy toes that follow-ups work. So that's the first way of inviting people in, reaching out individually to your first tier folks, telling them about your new offerings, inviting them to the next step, probably a conversation with you, and then following up with whoever you haven't heard from. Once you've done that, then you can move on to inviting what I like to call tier two. So who's tier two? Well, tier two are people that are, they sort of two things. So first and foremost, they're referrals. So people that you know, maybe family, maybe friends, maybe old colleagues, anyone in your community that's a referral, that can give you a referral, I should say, right? So maybe your sister knows of some people that would just be really, really ideal for your new offerings, or maybe your old boss you know is tapped into a community of people that, you know, that would be really ideal for you. And people do this all the time. For example, like I'm sure you've gotten an email if somebody's looking for a job, they send an email out to their friends and family saying, hey, this is the kind of job I'm looking for. Do you know of any of those jobs available, right? So this second tier letter is similar to that, but of course much more effective because we apply some of the soul-centered marketing formula to it and we make it as personal as possible. If you've got a lot of people in this tier two list, you can just send it all out as a mass mailing to a group of people. But again, if you have the time, I really recommend individual emails, personalize them, let the person know why you're reaching out to them specifically. Make them feel special and seen. Be really excited about your offering, right? And for some of you that are new to your business, you know, part of this letter might be, I just got my coaching certification, or I just got my certification in X, or I just went through my training in Y, right? So you want to like tell them, this is this new thing that I'm doing, and you may or may not have known that this is my new business. If you've got a website, you can let them know what your website is, right? And then from there, let them know. It becomes then similar to the first tier letter. I've got these new offerings. This is who these offerings are for. This is how I help, or how the offering helps. And then from there, instead of inviting them into a conversation with you because, you know, telling them that you think that they would be a good match for your offering, instead you say, I'm reaching out to you because I have a sense you may know individuals who would love this, who would be so served by this, or who would really, this would help them so much. I'd so appreciate it if you let those people know about me and my work. I'm happy to offer a complimentary conversation with them. And you could also ask this person if it's appropriate, if they'd be willing to have a short conversation with you so that you can share more about your new offering with them, right? That way they're more educated, they're more in the offering, and they're more invested, they're more in it with you to help brainstorm on who they can refer to you. The reason why second tier is so important is because when it comes down to it, in business, we can't do it alone. And that, when I say we can't do it alone, that has many, many different meanings. But the meaning that I'm giving it right now is that you're not going to build a business just from your own individual community, unless somehow you've got, you know, tons of followers. The way that you build your business is through your community first, which is first tier, but then you want to begin expanding outside of your community or bringing new people into your community. And we're going to, in this program, be looking at lots of different ways to do that. But this direct, personalized, individual referral is a really great way to do it. And the nice thing about this second tier referral letter is that by and large, people love to give referrals. They love to be helpful, both to the referral and the referee. So it's just in human nature for folks to want to be helpful. You just have to give them instruction on how to do it. So those are your second tier, right? Those are maybe the apples that you have to kind of like get on your tippy toes or maybe climb up the tree a little bit, just a little bit to get those apples, right? It's a little bit more of a stretch. Now, there's sort of like a second stream of tier two here. Then kind of call it tier 2A, if you will. So first tier is closest to you, right? And then second tier is more removed. So one stream of the more removed are the referrals. The second stream of the more removed are to send emails out to groups that you're involved in. So that letter would look similar to your first tier letter, except it wouldn't be individualized, it wouldn't be personalized. And this kind of letter would go out, for example, to any moms groups that you're part of or any professional groups that you're part of or reading clubs maybe that you're part of or wine tasting clubs that you're part of or whatever it is, right, whatever the communities that you associate with, that you connect in with, whatever that is. And this letter, again, is celebratory, couched with excitement, letting people know about your new offerings, what you do. And then it's more of a general call instead of that individualized call. It's a general call, like if you're interested in this or if you know somebody who would love this, please get in touch with me. I'd love to have a call with you. And then, again, you explain what the call is, whatever that next step that you're inviting them into is. Okay, so before we get to the third tier, I want to pause here because I know I'm giving a lot of information out. And again, I want you to like take a deep breath and just bring you back to the foundational work that we did at the beginning of this call around stepping into your value. Embracing your value, knowing your value. The more that you know your value, the more you're in a great position to make yourself visible and known through this outreach. Now, the other thing I want to say before we move onto looking at the third tier, those highest apples, the next kind of invitation, is that if you're starting to feel like, oh my gosh, when am I going to even have time to do all of this? What if you forget about tier three? That's fine, right? Everybody in this program has a different amount of time allotted to work on your business. For some of you, you're going to be able to do all of this right away. For others, like I said, it's going to be piecemeal, week by week by week. It's all good. You go at your own pace, but be persistent and consistent about it. So the order of how you want to do this, if your time is limited, again, tier one first, follow up with Tier 1 and then move on to Tier 2. Okay, so let's take a look now at that third tier. So this is the tier that's the most removed. And just to let you know, there are other tiers out there. There's fourth and fifth and sixth tiers. We're going to be getting to those. Like, those are all of the different marketing strategies throughout this program. But these first, second, and third tier letters that I'm telling you about right now, these are the ones that are going to bring business in fast or new business in fast. So your third tier, those highest apples on the tree, if you will, is your community at large, right? So maybe like you've got people in your community that you sense might be interested in these new offerings, but it wouldn't be appropriate to send them that first tier, very targeted, very individualized letter. Well, so then they would sort of fall into third tier. If you've got an already existing newsletter community, that's your third tier, right? That's your kind of your community at large. If you've got a mailing list, that's your third tier. That's your community at large. If you've got a list of like all of your old college friends who maybe you're not super close with anymore, could be second tier, could be third tier, right? You kind of know for yourself where they fall in. So your third tier letter, inviting people into your offerings, is going to be similar to the first and second tier letters. But what you're going to do is you're actually going to send them a series of three emails. So it's almost like a campaign, if you will. You're going to send a series of three emails over the course of about 10 days. And in this series of three emails, you're going to let people know that you have spots available in your schedule, or this many available products, or whatever it is. Again, use the law of adaptation. And again, you're going to activate gap, activate vision, right, through letting them know who these spots are for, these offerings are for, how you can help. And then you're going to invite people into the next step with you. Might be a conversation. It might just be directly into signing up or buying whatever the offering is, depending on what your offerings are and where your business is at. That'll go out on day one. On about day four, you're going to send a follow-up email to your third tier, to the entire community. And you can either in that email sort of like take a new angle in, right? So a couple days ago I let you know about my new offerings and I wanted to just tell you a little bit more about who they're for. Or I want to tell you a little bit more about how they help. Or, you know, whatever that is for you, right? So you can take a new angle in or go a little bit more in depth. And then again, make your call to action. Invite people into the next steps with you. And your third email will be on day 10, and that can be like a short reminder that you've got spots open for conversations, for example, or whatever it is. Again, third tier happens third. What I really want for you all to do over the next few weeks is to focus on first and second tier individuals. And so the process you would go through is to be sending out first and second tier letters or emails, and then following up individually a couple days later with whoever you don't hear from. Setting up, if your call to action is about having a consultation with you or a call with you, setting up those calls. And then each week, just continuing to reach out individually to more and more people. So your homework, again, is to create the template letter for your first tier and to create a list of people in the first tier and then to outreach daily or weekly and follow up. And then when you're ready to move on to second tier, same process. And that is our call for today. It has been an absolute joy to be here with you today and to share this material with you. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you do your homework. I hope that you stay on track. And I can't wait until we connect again. Have a wonderful day.